Welcome to Conversations with Musicians with Leah Roseman. In this short bonus episode, violinist and concertmaster Yosuke Kawasaki gives wonderful advice for musicians playing orchestral auditions, which I think applies to everyone in their lives, about being aware of our strengths. Also in this short episode, he tells us about some of his memorable experiences studying with the legendary Dorothy DeLay. The full episode is available in both podcast and video format. The links are in the description.
I mean, every playing is so different, you know, and we all hear what's lacking, I guess. So, you know, my advice is that, you know, try to be honest with yourself, I suppose. Like, try to really be aware of your strengths and weaknesses. My teacher, Dorothy DeLay, was so great at paying compliments. You know, she always started off the lesson, no matter how bad I played or how bad anyone played, with a compliment. You know, she would always say, "Honey, you have the most beautiful sound." And then she'll go off and just start to, you know, dissect everything that was wrong with the play. But I think that's super important, to really know what it is that you do well. And if you can put that forward, if you can bring that to the foreground, you know, despite the weaknesses that you may have, then I think, you know, we as, you know, panel members, and, you know, we can hear some of that confidence as well. Mm-hmm. in people's playings. And and then of course, from excerpt to excerpt, you know, we've been doing a lot of audition training in the orchestra as well for participants and students, and you know, bringing out the differences of every excerpt and showing the panel your versatility is a great way to, I think, advance in auditions. Yeah, I don't know, it's hard to describe. I didn't have a sense that I was doing something different. It was always part of my life. So Saturdays were fun for me. It was a day that I got to see a lot of my friends that shared the same interests as me. Of course, I had friends at school during the week, but yeah, there wasn't a special connection. The day just it didn't start until about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We were all just kind of waiting, and I've been at her house when in the morning sometimes, when she asks for students to just come and have an extra lesson here and there. And you know, for some students, it's, you know, it's because they're preparing for a competition or something like that. And for me, it was always like, yeah, I need to whip you into shape again, so you need to come over. And, you know, so I would be at her house in the mornings. And even then, there was no sense of time. You know, there was no sense of like, okay, I arrive at 10 and I end at 11, right? It was always like, okay, I arrive early, of course, you know, try to be there on time. And then we're just sitting there, you know, she's having coffee and she's offering me something to eat, and then she'll get a call from, you know, various like competitions all over the world, and, you know, schools, and you know, she was a political figure. Mm-hmm. in our world. So I think, you know, she used those mornings just to kind of, yeah, make phone calls. And they didn't have emails back then, so
would she have you practicing your scales while she was doing that, or you were just
I would just be sitting there. Yeah, she said, you know, sometimes she said, you know, I could go practice, but most of the time I was just sitting there.
When she coached you on repertoire, and maybe your other teachers too, was there a big focus on how to do things technically, or just kind of assuming that you knew and more about the music?
Yeah, she always had a technique class, and she had a brilliant way of doing it. She had her older students teach the younger students, and she knew how to pick the older students too. It was always the ones that needed the technique themselves. And so I was also teaching technique class to the younger kids when I got older.
Season one of this podcast had 20 episodes, and season two continues with a really interesting mix of musicians talking about their lives and careers with perspectives on overcoming challenges, finding inspiration and connection through a life so enriched with music. Please follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts to be informed about each new episode.